Genesis chapter 37. By the way, pray for Autumn Shell. I'm told her ribs hurt or something. She popped a rib out. Man, pray for Autumn. And Jamie's been sick for going on for about 2 weeks now. So pray for Autumn Shell and Jamie Shell. And the preacher boys are going to wait one more week. I got a couple preacher boys that were going to preach. They're going to, not this Wednesday, but the following. Jimbo's got exams this week. He said, "Preacher, will you give me a little?" I said, "Yeah, we'll give you some time." So it gives them one more week to get ready. Amen. But they'll be preaching this Wednesday. Not this Wednesday, following Wednesday. But I was preaching, I think it was a Wednesday ago or so, and I saw Colton setting up there and that sound system thing up there, and just got, I thought about Colton. I said, "You know what? You preachers, you gotta put your heart to doing it, because America's gonna need young preachers. The Lord doesn't come back soon. The old guys like me are gonna be gone, and it's gonna be you young men that have to carry the word of God out. And we need some young men with the convictions." Glad Billy Turner's here tonight, one of our young preachers here, associate pastor. And I'm glad he's got convictions, not because the preacher believes it, but because he believes it. We need preachers, young men with convictions. And I'm pretty excited about these boys preaching. Matter of fact, I think I'm not saying this, so I better not say it. But I think I'm in the future, I might have once a month, we might have preacher boys. We'll see. I'm not saying we're going to do it for sure. But I'm so convinced that we need to do something with our young preachers. When I was a preacher at Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, my preacher preached me. And as a matter of fact, I remember surrendering to preach. Brother Milton, who was a pastor at the time, about a week later, he called and said, "Hey, you're preaching next Sunday night." I said, "Oh, my lands," my heart sank. I was so scared, couldn't sleep. But it's important. I'm glad as a young man, I had a preacher and other two preachers that gave me opportunities to preach the Word of God. And now I stand here 40-some years preaching. Started when I was 21. And so I'm 40, 65, 44 years now I've been preaching. We need some young men that will stand up and start preaching. And doesn't mean you have to pastor. I didn't pastor until I was 31 years old. But I preached in a lot. I got a lot of practice. And I preached in other churches, and I preached at youth conferences and stuff like that. And preaching is the hope for America. The hope for America is preaching. I'm going to tell you that right now. Tonight, I want to bring a message to you. Psalms 37, 1 through 5. Glad you're here. It's a good Sunday. It's a big crowd for a Sunday night. Appreciate you coming. What's that? Genesis 37. What did I say? Psalms? Oh, that's next week's message. Genesis 37. I don't think I'm going to preach long tonight. I hate to say that, because if I do, they're going to say, "Liar, liar." I want to give you my heart tonight. I want this church to know my heart. And I want you to know I still have a dream. I still have a dream for God. And I haven't lost that dream. And so, let's stand for the reading of God's Word, Psalms 37. No, Genesis 37. Maybe, you know what? Maybe Wednesday I'll preach out of Psalms 37. We'll see. But tonight we're going to go out of Genesis 37. And I'm not promising for Wednesday on that, but I might look at it now because it keeps coming up. Genesis 37, the first book in the Bible. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. They're called the Pentateuch. And Genesis means the book of beginnings. Let's look at verse 1 through 5. Title of the message, I Still Have a Dream for God. I still have a dream for God. I hope you do too, by the way. Genesis 37, verse 1, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Cana. These are the generations of Jacob, Joseph being 17 years old, and feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, and with the sons of Zilpah, and his father's wives, and Joseph brought his father the evil report. And now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. He was a pet. Because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. When his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. In verse 5, and Joseph dreamed a dream. How many see that? Joseph dreamed a dream. Let's pray. Father, I really believe you put this in my heart to preach. I hope I'm a blessing. Lord, I pray you'll use me to be a blessing to the people tonight. God, I have many dreams for you right now, and I pray you'll let us see all of them come to pass. I pray my people will never lose the vision, the dream, the goals that are set before us. Help us to be encouraged tonight for those goals and dreams that we have, to not to let loose of them, but to hold on to them and seek after them. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Scripture says in verse 5, Joseph had a dream. I believe everyone should have a dream. I really believe that. I believe everyone should have a goal. You young people, you ought to have a dream. You ought to have a goal. I believe you should have a vision. The people, the Bible says that where there's no vision, the people perish. A dream will motivate you to go to do things for God. If you have a dream, you'll be motivated to do something. Look, if you're here today and you don't have a dream, you are a person that has no motivation for life. A dream will help you wake up in the morning. A dream will help you get thoughts when you go to bed at night. Because I can't wait to get up because I gotta attain that dream. Don't go through life without a dream. Dream for God. Have a dream for God. A dream will keep you going when others will turn back. A goal will help you motivate you to push on when others quit. And by the way, winners never quit. Quitters never win. Say that with me. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. I hate losing. I just won't take losing. I always want to win. If you don't always want to win, there's something wrong. You should always want. I know you can't win every time, but you should want to win every time. And I'm not a good loser, Jimbo. If I lose, I get mad. Ohio State won in a double overtime, and I'm still mad last night. Actually, I fired the coach 5 times during that game. Broke his kneecaps. Boy, I should be better to my friend. As Pastor Dave preached, I'd say, man, I need that message. Listen, a vision, a dream, a goal. A vision helps you to see and continue on when even if there's nothing at the present time, but it'll keep you to hold on to what that dream is. For instance, I'm dreaming out there for our land. It's not there yet. The land's there. But I'll tell you right now, I see it as though it's not even there yet. Even though it's not there, I see it as though it is. Listen, if you don't have a vision for your future tonight, get down to, listen, I mean that. If you don't have a vision for your future, you need to get this altar and say, God, give me a vision for the future. Don't go through life without a dream. Dream for God. Dream for your family. Dream for your church. Can anyone say amen? Dream for other people. Listen, on October 26, 2014, be like Joseph and have a dream. Have a dream. Joseph, dream the dream. I want all of you to have a dream tonight. Verse 5 says, Joseph dreamed a dream. And if you'll notice in verse 5 too, and he told it to his brethren. How many see that? When you get a dream and you know it's from God, don't be afraid to tell other people. That shows faith that you believe God. Listen, several years ago, God gave me a dream for the church. And I told you some things that God told me. He told me he wanted to do one more, you know, all the great works of God. That's, look up here. You know where this Northeast Ohio has been blessed more than almost any other state in America? Let me read you some things. God told me he wanted to do one more great work in Northeast Ohio when I was a young man. When I came here, I still believe he does. I haven't lost that dream. I believe he wants to do one more great work in Northeast Ohio. And I believe he wants to do it with Bethel. And I believe he's still going to do it with Bethel too, by the way. But down through the years, there have been some great works of God in Northeast Ohio. Cleveland Baptist Temple, Dr. Roy Thompson, he's in heaven now. 37 years Roy Thompson pastored that church. By the way, Roy Thompson was my good friend. Roy Thompson was one of the greatest preachers ever preached in America. And I'm glad Roy and me were good friends. Matter of fact, the morning he died, his wife called me and said, Preacher Roy just went to be with the Lord. We were good friends. Boy, one of the greatest preachers ever lived in America, and I got to rub shoulders with him. Amen? Built that great church, Cleveland Baptist Church, up there in Cleveland, Ohio. Akron Baptist Temple. I'm not sure on Dr. Dallas Billington, but I think he was there around 35 years or so, but he had a good tenor there. And by the way, we believe, if we think that Bethel has history connected with Akron Baptist Temple, we think one of the preacher's boys that came out is the one that started this church. So we might have roots. Is that what we looked up, Billy? We believe that this we might have been a church started out of Akron Baptist. That's pretty cool, amen? By the way, Roy Thompson, the Cleveland Baptist Temple, going back, they averaged, when Roy was young, and they averaged between 2,500 and 3,000 people. Hello? Akron Baptist Temple with Dr. Dallas Billington, again, 2,000 people or more. Amen. Maslin Baptist Temple, Dr. Bruce Cummings, again, a very, very close friend of mine. 45 years there. By the way, you young preachers, you hear me? You don't build big churches going from place to place. You find a place where God wants you, and you stay there, and you build. I'm glad I've been here 24 years. You don't build overnight. You just check out all the great, big, huge churches that were built. It was men that stayed there year after year after year. It takes a lot to stay, Brother Dave. You've been here 20, but it takes a lot to stay. Because there's a lot of times people don't appreciate what you do. Sometimes we don't appreciate all they do. The ministry's tough. There's a lot of heartache in it. There's a lot of great times, but there's a lot of heartache, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of pressure, especially in the day we live now, because so many people have got so many problems in their lives, and the preacher's trying to shoot the gap and help you. And by the way, every time when you give of yourself, it takes something out of you. The lady touched Jesus, and he said, I felt virtue come from you. When you give of yourself, virtue, it takes a toll on your body. How many are still with me? But we need to be givers, not takers. We need to be helpers, not ones that cause trouble. Amen. Down through the years, these great men of God, Roy Thompson, 37 years, Cleveland Baptist Temple. 2,000 to 3,000 people. Akron, they don't run. Now, They don't run these figures no more like that. I'm just telling you the history. How many of you understand what preacher's trying to do right tonight? Trying to give you a little synopsis of the history of the fundamental churches in this area, Northeast Ohio. Cleveland Baptist Temple, Dr. Roy Thompson. Boy, I'm glad he's my friend. He was a great guy. Roy Thompson, 37 years, Cleveland Baptist Temple. Akron Baptist Temple. I don't know. I didn't know Dallas F. Billington. I never got to be with him. I might have been where he preached, but I never got to know him like I did these other men. Massillon Baptist Temple, 2,000 or more. Bruce, 45 years, Bruce Cummings was there. I remember Dr. Cummings. I used to preach him all the time in his twilight. One time a person said to me, "Why are you bringing that old man here?" I said, "Because I love him. And he's one of God's greatest men that ever walked the earth. And I know right now your heart's not right." He was old. He didn't have the thunder that he had when he was a young kid. He was real old. But boy, he sure had the power of God on him. I don't know if David, was you with me that day we went to his house, David? Billy, I went to Dr. Cummings' house one day, and I just said, "Would you pray over me?" I wanted him to lay his hands on me and pray over me. He said, "Preacher, I won't do that unless you'll pray over me first." That was Bruce Cummings. And what a great man of God. He was a good friend of mine. He's in heaven now. But he did a great work for God. And he loved God. Canton Baptist Temple. 25 to 3,000 people. In the Dr. Harold Henninger. 40 years he stayed there. And so, what I'm trying to say is, Canton Baptist Temple, Massillon Baptist Temple, Akron Baptist Temple, Cleveland, they're all in this area. All those four great churches in this Northeast Ohio. I know Canton's a little bit farther down, but it's still it's in the vicinity of, in this section of Ohio. This area right here, if people go to hell in this area, it was their own fault. Because God brought a lot of great preachers here, man. God brought a lot of great preachers. Northeast Ohio has been blessed with great men of God. Down through the years, multitudes of people in this area have been reached with the gospel of Christ. I always felt that God put in my heart that the Lord wanted to do it one more time. I told David that. I might have told the church that. I've always felt God wanted to do it here one right before the rapture. Donnie, I believe God wants to bring up one more big church in Northeast Ohio right before the rapture. I always felt that he wanted to do it, and I always felt it was Bethel Baptist Church. I truly believe God wants to use Bethel Baptist to do a great work before he comes back. I believe he's coming back too. I don't know when, but I know one thing. Until he does come back, we need to be busy about his business. I still have a dream of Bethel Baptist being used by God in a huge way. And by the way, we are being used of God. Thank God for the bus ministry. Thank for the kids that got saved. What about 100 missionaries? We support about 100 missionaries. What about all, you know, don't overlook that. That's a great thing that the Lord's doing to us. I still have a dream. Around 10 years ago, I believe God, with all my heart, God spoke to me. We were making arrangements to borrow over $1 million. Bobby, I think you were in the room with us. There was a banker and some deacons with me, and we were getting ready to sign some papers, getting ready to borrow, I think it was 1.3 or 1.5 million, or prepare to borrow it. He was trying to tell us. And all of a sudden, Donnie, in that meeting, not out of the meeting, in, during, right now, at the table, God said, "Why don't you trust me?" What? "Why don't you trust me?" "I trust you, God." "No, you don't. You're borrowing this money. Why don't you trust me?" And I stopped the meeting. Those men that are here know I'm telling the truth. I actually stopped the meeting and I said, God just spoke to me. And he told me to trust him, not to borrow the money. The banker didn't hear that. Did you? You got to see his face. Josh, he wasn't in agreement with that meeting.
He just lost a lot of income coming out of there because they don't borrow, they don't lend you money for the sake of being good to you. They make money when they give you money. It's just not because they're good friends. And I remember saying, and the church had already voted on it. The church had already voted. We voted on it and said, borrow the money. I had to come back to the church and said, God, tell me not to borrow. And I can't, as your pastor, can't borrow because I have to trust God over anybody else. And you were, by the way, you were just standing with me. He said, go ahead, we stand with you, preacher, if you believe it's God's will. And God checked me. Because I wanted to get out there. I still want to get out there. And if we would have borrowed the money, Brother Carl, maybe we would have been out there. But when everything dropped and all the people lost their jobs, maybe we wouldn't have owned anything. Because Brother Jack, they would have took all this property and everything we had for collateral. And when we couldn't make those $10,000, it was over $10,000 a month, when we couldn't make those payments, we would have lost the land and they would have took this for collateral. We'd have been out there on the corner. Boy, God's smart. Because it was booming when we were ready to sign. Everybody was doing good. We were making money. We had good offerings. Boy, you can't go wrong trusting God. He knows the beginning and the end. Amen? But 10 years ago, I really believe with all my heart, God spoke to me. We were making arrangements to borrow that over $1 million. He said, why don't you trust me? I will provide the money to build. You don't have to borrow. Why don't you trust me and prove me? So we trusted him. We didn't borrow. Still here. 10 years later, we're still here. Still have not been given the money. But I said this to somebody the other day. By the way, I still believe God's going to give it to us. Arlene, my faith has not wavered. I remember reading in the book of Genesis about Abraham. He's going to give him a promised seed. He waited 25 years for Isaac to come. See, we're all such in a hurry. All our lives, everything's microwave, fast lane. You know, everything's quickie. You know, we need to you gotta go through the quick lane at the store, and you know, you want the fast lane. Listen, I get so nervous waiting around in Mark's. They're used to me now. I don't even say a word. They sense it in me. They say, go in front of me. I'm not lying. They do. I don't even say. It's almost starting to scare me. Because I'm standing there. And they say, no. I said, no, I don't. No. And if they don't tell, if they don't sense me, then I just go to that the little desk there when you walk in. What do they call that? Service desk? I go there and pay them there. I'm not waiting. We look up here. We live in an age that we don't want to wait. God doesn't make any mistakes. I want you to hear me. I believe God's going to let me see the building go up. I'm not planning on leaving. I'm here for the duration. You don't understand. Bobby, I really believe God's going to do it. Brother Roger, I believe I'm going to see it. I don't have to be the pastor to see it. Amen? Listen to me. I want to share this with you. The land, our land, it's like 28 and a half acres, and we got the house there with 2 acres and point, I think it's 2.3. We almost, with the house and the open land, we have about 30 acres of land total. The land is paid 100%. Our building here is paid 100%. The Becca building is paid 100%. I borrowed money on the house. When it went up for sale,
I just, and you voted with me, I just felt that house was important because it was right in front of our church property, and I didn't want anybody to control that but Bethel Baptist Church. And so I didn't look it up. I'm thinking we still owe about $80,000 on the house. I know we gave over $50,000. We made one down payment of $45,000 because they had the church thing on it, so they made us give $45,000. You wonder where most of us went on that house that we had saved up. And but that house is one day going to be paid for. I still believe one day we will have a church building out there. Brother Billy, I believe we're going to see it. I believe you and I are both going to see it, Bill. We're going to have a church building out there for the Lord, paid 100%. I'm still dreaming. I haven't lost my dream. How many are still dreaming? How many still got a goal? How many still got a vision for that building out there? I've got it. I haven't lost it. I believe we're going to see a building out there paid 100%. I believe we're going to have another building, a school with a gymnasium. Hallelujah for basketball and volleyball. Amen? The kids said, yeah, now you're talking. And I believe with all my heart, and I still, it's one of my dreams, it's one of my goals, it's one of my visions. I haven't lost it. It's not, the page hasn't been turned. I still believe we're going to see it. And I believe we're so close to it right now. I would love to see the Lord give us some money and have a new building built before Jem and Natalie get married. I would love to have the first wedding out there with Jem and Nat. Wouldn't that be cool? If you have $1 million, would you give it to me tonight? I want to start building. I've only got to July 18th, I think, to get that building done, so we got to get moving. Wouldn't that be something to see your granddaughter be the first one married in a brand new building from God? You still have dreams. Billy, there's 10 acres that goes up, shoots off from our property. There's 10 acres. There's nothing built on it, by the way. I've had my eye on it for years. When we get the money, we're going to buy that 10 acres. I got dreams for that 10 acres, Brother Jack. I want to put a Bible college up there. I want to put some senior citizens apartments up there for our members to have something for our people to have, our seniors to have a place to live in the latter part of their life. Amen? The preacher, no, I'm just telling you, I still got a lot of dreams. I'm getting older, but I haven't lost the dreams. I'm getting slower, but I'm not. I still got the dream. I want you to have that dream. I don't ever want that dream to let loose from you. I still dream about those 10 acres of woods we got there. That one day we'll have a regular path, but inside it a little small lake where you could take your kids and go camping and fishing and just have a good time, camp out there and have a real nice walkway around it. I have a dream for that. Pastor Dave started it this year. The teenagers, they did make a pathway. Now it's far from being great, but it's cut out. That's a start. You got to start somewhere. Amen? I have a dream for that. I have a dream for to see a great future for that land there. Matter of fact, if you go down Webb Road, not the first 10 acres, but if you go down about 5 more houses, there's a 5-acre lot that would line up with our woods. You know, back in where the pavilion is? Well, way back there, there's a 5-acre lot that's never been built on either that I'd like to bring down as a road so people, when they leave the church, would have two ways of getting out, Webb Road and Infirmary. See, you think that I don't think about it, but I do. I go out there and pray on that land. I've not lost my dream. I want you to know right now, I'm as excited today as I was 10 years ago. You say, well, God hasn't given us the money. No, he hasn't. Still makes him God. You ain't gonna put. You're not gonna put things on God. And say you gotta do it in this time. He'll do it in His time. He makes no mistakes. Amen. Listen, I have a dream. Don't lose your vision for the future. I have a great vision for the future. I still have a dream for all the things that we're going to do at Bethel Baptist. I have a dream. By the way, if you look at verse 9, if you still got your Bibles open, it says David, Joseph, he dreamed yet another dream. Pastor David, I don't want to scare you. But if this happens, and the Lord comes down and gives us a big load of money, when we get all that done that we dreamed about, I want you and I to keep dreaming. I think we ought to have another dream. Because there's always something more we can do, Brother Mike. Amen? We need to have a dream for God. Bethel Baptists, don't ever quit dreaming for God. Have a dream for God. I'm telling you right now, unless God takes me home, I'm not leaving. I want you to know that. Pastor Dave's going to carry the torch. The Moses is going to pass it off to Joshua. But I'll still be here. And I'll still be dreaming with you. Whom can say amen? I want to see it. We're going to see it. We're going to see it. It's going to be exciting. Boy, if we get that money and build that Bible college, I can start teaching Bible college about a year from now, Bobby. One night a week, Romans, 4 hours a night. Someone's got to bring the coffee, though. I just want you to know I'm as excited about this church now as I ever have been. I'm still dreaming. I haven't lost my dream. I hope you haven't lost a dream. I still have that dream in my heart. I still have the dream, Brother Jack, as I look at Brother Jack. I wanted to build a big pen called the Hog Pen. Remember how we talked about it? Haven't forgot it. And where they just parked the motorcycles. I'm serious about it. I want to build a big bus garage out there. Amen. Two or three size garage where they can put the buses in. Plus, Danny could work on them in the warmth instead of out there in the cold. Want me to give you a little more dreams that I've dreamed? I don't want you to squint your eyes at me when I say this. If the Lord ever blesses us with that dinar, I want to buy three brand new buses. I want to put $1 million in missions. I got thinking, if we ever hit that and the Lord ever gives us to us, I know it might never happen. Don't worry. Don't wet your pants. Good night. If I'm not, you ought not. I'm the one that's got the problem, not you. Why couldn't we tip? Look, if we had money, I'm not going to leave it for the Antichrist. I'd like to take, we could take on another 100 more missionaries. You say, you're talking like a crazy man. No, I'm talking like a man that's got a vision. I'm talking like a man that's got a dream. I'm talking like a man that's got a goal. Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. You say, man, preacher, what about your kids? Oh, I'm going to make sure they get a little bit. I don't want them grumbling after I'm dead. But I got dreams for the ministry. I really do. I got dreams for God. I hope you keep dreaming for God. Go ahead and call me a dreamer, but one day it's going to come to pass. I don't know when. It might not be the dinar. I don't know. But look up here. If it isn't, you think God still couldn't do it? I don't need the Iraqi dinar to make this thing for the church. By the way, before when I had these dreams. I want you to know something. I had all these dreams and more. I'm not even telling you tonight. Way before I even knew about the dinar. Hello? I just know God can do anything. Brother Chuck, I've seen God do miracles in my life. I've seen God do miracles. And he put in my heart, Carl, not to borrow the money. He would provide it. The Lord's never let me down in my whole life, Josh. I've let God down. But he's never let me down. And you men that were sitting at that table, I couldn't tell you who the men were. No, I remember Bobby was there. I think Carl was there and David. I know that was the Lord that spoke to me at that table and said, don't borrow that money. Trust me. Well, I'm just going to keep trusting. I believe God can do anything. Amen? And so I still have a dream. It's out there in Fermi Road. I believe God. Can you imagine the people that are going to get saved when you get that new building up? You have new people to park and stuff like that. Oh, and by the way, when you get the new building, people are going to come just because it's new. But I don't care. I just want to reach them. I just want to preach to them. Amen? So, keep on keeping on. Stand with the preacher. And don't ever lose your dream. That's right. Keep pawing in the valley. And never lose your dream. I'm telling you right now, your preacher has not lost a dream. I still have it. It burns in my heart every day. And Joseph had a dream. Do you have a dream? If you don't, you're in trouble. You ought to ask, you ought to get down and say, God, that man's right. Put in my heart a dream I'm supposed to have, a goal, a desire, a vision. God, speak to me what you want me to do with my life for you. You ought to have a dream. How old are you, Colton? 21. Yep. You're a lot better shape than me, buddy. Thank you. Lord Joseph had a dream, and he saw it come to pass. I have a lot of dreams for Bethel, and I still am dreaming. I pray they'll never lose their dream here. Oh, God, I pray they'll never lose their dream. I pray they'll dream great things for God. I pray they'll go after those dreams for God. I pray you'll see them dreams come true in their life. While our heads are bowed and their eyes are closed. You're here tonight. You might want to come and pray about that dream. If you don't have a dream, you might want to come and say, God, I need a dream. Put it in my heart what you want. And Joseph had a dream. I beg you to have a dream tonight. A dream for God. Have a dream. Have a dream for God and go after it. Have a dream for God and go to sleep with it. Go to sleep with it and wake up and have that same dream. Have a dream for God. Father, help us. Help us to be like Joseph. Help us to have a dream for God. God, I've got a lot of dreams. I pray you'll let us see these things come to pass. Lord, please, let me see these dreams come to pass. Please. I pray. God, give my people a dream for the future, a dream for their family, a dream for you, a dream for their future, dream for their church, please. Holy Spirit of God, come down, be with them, help them not to leave without a dream, I pray in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand.